Spillwords.com presents Red Satin Dress, written by Phyllis Souza. The anticipation of the New Year's Eve party was palpable as Sally browsed through racks of fancy dresses. The squeak of the hangers, the sizes 8 through 12, all echoed the excitement she felt. Sally, a perfect 10 in more ways than one, was tall, had long legs and a skinny waist, and a beautiful face, especially her eyes, which were dark chocolate and rich in color. Too expensive, too expensive, too damn expensive. Like a relentless drumbeat, these words echoed in Sally's mind, a constant reminder of the financial strain that Sally's divorce had brought into her life. Her ex-husband had left her with a mountain of debt, and she was struggling to make ends meet, leaving her feeling like a wilted wildflower in an open field. Despite the strain, Sally's determination to attend the party was unwavering. It was not just a want but a need that she felt deep in her bones. Sally charged a dress to her nearly maxed-out credit card, a $2,000 limit. Music playing, streamers hanging from the ceiling, people laughing. She arrived at the ballroom wearing her New Year's Eve dress, swaying her hips as she strolled across the shiny wooden floor. Sally sat at the bar, smiled, placed her sequined purse on the counter, and ordered a gin martini. Two olives, please. Her dress skirt pulled up on her thigh as she sat, a moment of vulnerability in an otherwise determined facade. She swung her leg in the air as if keeping time with the music. Her mind drifted to the dance floor as she swirled the little blue plastic sword that pierced the red pimento hearts of the green olives swimming in the heavenly ocean of gin. Then, the evening took an unexpected turn. Sally brought the olives to her lips, but the pimentos refused to play. Sally choked, like a storm on a calm sea. The incident brought a sudden shift in mood, a stark contrast to the festive atmosphere of the party. Sally gasped and coughed, spewing green olives stuffed with pimentos onto her red satin New Year dress. Please leave this field empty, never miss a story. Subscribe to our newsletter and get the latest literary buzz. We don't spam. Read our privacy policy for more info. Check your inbox or spam folder to confirm your subscription. About latest posts, Phyllis Souza. Phyllis Souza lives in Northern California and is retired from a long real estate career. After taking several online writing classes, she started writing flash fiction and short stories. Her stories have been published in Café Lit, Spillwords, Scarlet Leaf, and Friday Flash Fiction. Latest posts by Phyllis Souza. See all, Red Satin Dress. December 31, 2024 The Turkey Godfather. November 28, 2024 A Woodpecker Song. August 20th, 2024.